Hello, everyone. I'm Dylan Carrillo, and welcome to Archive Session Number 3. First, I'd like to thank everyone who's joined us over the past few weeks. Whether you've been watching our videos, reading our case files, downloading reports, or simply following our progress, you're helping us build something we've wanted to create for a very long time. Today, I'd like to talk about an important development here at the Mesilla Files, one that will influence many of our investigations going forward. Over the past several weeks, the TRC Research Center has begun working with another investigative organization known as CTA, the Citizens for the Truth About Aliens. Many of you have already met their executive director, Amy Wright, through several of her recent reports. Our two organizations investigate many of the same locations throughout southern New Mexico. We often review similar witness accounts. Sometimes we even study evidence recovered from the very same locations, so the obvious question became, why not work together? Now, before anyone assumes we've merged into one organization, we haven't. In fact, one of the things that makes this partnership valuable is that we don't always agree. CTA approaches unexplained evidence from one point of view. The TRC Research Center approaches much of that same evidence from another. Amy and her team generally investigate the possibility that unusual phenomena could involve visitors from somewhere beyond Earth. Here at TMF, we're often asking different questions. Could history explain it? Could the answer lie somewhere within the TOX archive? Could unusual events be connected to locations, to time, or to realities we don't yet understand? Those are very different approaches, and we intend to keep them that way. Some people have asked whether this partnership means someone has changed their position. Not at all. Does it mean CTA is right and TMF is wrong? Maybe. Does it mean TMF is right and CTA is wrong? Maybe. Or it may mean that both organizations bring something valuable to the investigation. Good research isn't about defending your favorite theory, it's about allowing the evidence to challenge your assumptions. Sometimes another investigator notices something you completely overlooked. Sometimes they ask a question you never thought to ask. Sometimes disagreement leads to better conclusions than agreement ever could. That's the kind of relationship we hope to build. Here at TMF, our primary focus remains exactly where it's been since the beginning, the TOX archive. We're continuing to examine thousands of pages of reports, field journals, maps, photographs, letters, recordings, and recovered artifacts. Every week we uncover another small piece of a much larger story. Some discoveries strengthen earlier investigations. Others raise entirely new questions. Quite honestly, we've only begun. There is still an enormous amount of material waiting to be reviewed. At the same time, we've recently started our detailed examination of the Maggie Jackson collection. Many of you know Maggie preserved decades worth of research gathered by her family. These aren't simply old papers stored in boxes. They're journals, correspondence, photographs, personal observations, maps with handwritten notes, documents connected to investigations that were never completed. We have no idea what we'll ultimately discover inside that collection, but we're already seeing connections between Maggie's records and cases currently under investigation. That alone makes the archive incredibly valuable. One of the biggest advantages of working with CTA is access. Southern New Mexico covers an enormous amount of territory. No single research organization can investigate every report. CTA already has experienced field investigators working throughout the Chihuahuan Desert by sharing information, field observations, photographs, environmental data, and recovered evidence. We gain access to discoveries that might otherwise never reach us. Just as importantly, they gain access to historical material we've spent years organizing. It's a partnership that benefits both organizations without requiring either one to abandon its own mission. Over the coming weeks, you'll begin seeing more joint references between the TRC Research Center and CTA. Sometimes Amy Wright will present findings from the field. Sometimes we'll compare interpretations of the same evidence. Sometimes we'll disagree. And that's perfectly fine, because we're all working toward the same goal, finding the truth wherever it leads. Until next time, I'm Dylan Carrillo.